Welcome to At Home with Kelly and Tiffany, where naturally minded women gather together as we pursue simplicity and confidence in health alternatives so we can show up better in our busy lives and feel more at home in our bodies. Join your favorite home birth midwife duo for conversation, candor, and community.
You're at home with Kelly and Tiffany. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Kelly.
And we are here to talk about what women want.
Hey. I like talking about what I want.
Everybody loves talking about what they want.
Did you ever see the Mel Gibson movie, What Women Want?
No.
Oh, man.
Is it good?
I mean, for like a 90s or something rom-com, sure.
So my 12-year-old, almost 13-year-old, this week was like, what's the Hallmark Channel? And my husband and I explained what it was, you know, and she's like, oh, that sounds really good. And it reminded me of being her age and watching Lifetime. Did you ever get on the Lifetime
yes.
kick?
Yes.
Yeah. Which was just like the absolute most obnoxiously horrible, horrible programming and movies.
But didn't you just love it?
I loved it so much.
I know.
It was a formula that was like always the same in all of the movies, and so
yet somehow it worked.
It always came together.
Yeah,
yeah, and it was just a huge part of my childhood. I just need everyone to know that.
Did she end up watching anything on Hallmark?
No.
Okay.
No, we don't have cable.
Yeah, I was gonna say we don't have Hallmark, but my mom loves Hallmark, and so she like records stuff on it. They still have, you know, whatever, cable. And she's always like, to my middle daughter, she'll be like, oh, you'll love this one. They like sit and watch it, you know, and it's like, what's going to happen with the girl who randomly had her seat change on the airplane next to this small town boy, right? It's like, it's just so good. Anyway, What Women Want.
So crazy. So crazy. But I have to process something with you first.
Okay.
That we haven't had a chance to talk about.
Yeah.
We took our kids to the Science Museum this week.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the IMAX theater inside the Science Museum.
Which you haven't been. Like, that's an experience in and of itself. In one of those, like, domed theaters where the movie's just all around you.
It was so cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Even though we've been, like, dozens of times.
Yeah, it was great.
But we watched this movie on turtles and the life cycle of a turtle,
mm-hmm.
which has tons of fascinating facts. And it's just so cute. And you're like, oh, little turtle.
Yeah. Good job. You're swimming so far.
Yeah. And that was great and everything. But you guys, you don't understand. Turtles, all of them, all sea turtles, can be out in the ocean for decades. And when it's time for the females to be moms and lay their batch of eggs or whatever, no matter how far they are from the place where they were born, they come back, which they go tens of thousands of miles away from their origin, but they will come back to this place by God knows what. How they find their way back.
Yeah, they were talking about like some vibration of something. I was like, huh?
What, a turtle?
How a turtle do that?
They come back to the beach that they were born on, and they lay their eggs on the sand of the beach they were born on, and their babies are born on this beach.
And then the moms lay their eggs all happily and like do this really cute thing with the sand and bury them. And then they're like, later. Good luck not getting eaten by a seagull when you try to make it to the ocean on your own, little baby.
There's a lot of drama.
There is. But that is one of the most fascinating situations. I mean, I'm sure there's other animals maybe that do that. I don't know of them off the top of my head. But what a weird thing that, like, calls them home. It's literally, they were talking about something about the vibration of something in the water and on the ground. And I was like, I do not get how that works. Like, what a crazy cool thing that they were designed to do.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah.
But the impact it made for me was like, what if people could do that?
Hmm.
What if birth was so important to humans that they had a desire to come back home for it?
Aww.
Or that there was a pull. vibrational pull.
Yep.
That just was something inside of them biologically that was like, I need to be back, and I need to be back where I came from to do this.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be pretty powerful, huh? Depending on your family of origin story.
There's a lot of messed up situations out there that I would not want women going back to. Agreed.
But that idea of being called instinctually when, like, it is time, right? Back into something home-like.
Yeah. It was neat.
Yeah, it's cool.
It was really cool. Okay, so that gave me inspiration for the next music challenge.
Oh, boy.
I know we haven't done that in a while.
That gave you inspiration. Okay. Okay.
You're going to die on this
one. Oh, gosh.
You're going to die.
This feels like more pressure than I've had before.
Good.
Great.
That's so good. Okay, so I don't even have to look up the lyrics to this song.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
But I'm afraid if I say it in a normal voice, I'm going to give it away too fast. And I do want it to be a music challenge for you.
Okay.
So I'm going to say it in a country accent.
Oh, boy.
And then if you want to win it, you have to say it in a country accent, too.
Okay.
Are you ready?
No. But here we are, live recording.
Okay, here it goes. Look at thy stuff. Isn't it night? Why don't you sign my collections complete? You're the worst. How can you do that?
I'm sorry. My musical abilities are intense, which I discovered, I don't know if I've shared this, my not even five-year-old, she's like an actual lyricist. She was sitting in the back singing an Imagine Dragons song, almost every word, and I was like, either this is really great or really bad. I don't know. Wouldn't you say my collection's complete?
Wouldn't you sign up the girl? Okay, so, the girl who hires everything?
I'm sorry for anybody who lives, quote, in the country for completely making a mockery.
It's my best accent. I had to do it. I had to do it to try to challenge you.
Wouldn't you think? So good. I understand now how that inspired you. The turtle story inspired you.
I mean, I felt when we were in the theater, I felt like a mermaid.
Yes. Have you seen the new, we will get to What Women Want, but have you seen the,
this is What Women Want.
Have you seen the trailer for the new Little Mermaid?
No.
Oh my, so there's like a live action.
Oh.
Little, you know, like they're making all the same movies, but just live action.
Okay.
Anyway, it's, I don't know how everybody else feels about it, whatever, but I, like, I'm a sucker for that stuff, and I cannot wait to see it, because that's, like, I just saw the just really quick trailer, but I was like, what a great movie to make a live action, you know, like, all these underwater creatures, and her hair's all, like, it's, like, in maybe, like, braids or something, but, like, the way it's going in the water, I'm like, oh, this is gonna be cool.
That is probably my favorite Disney movie of my childhood, Little Mermaid.
Oh, that's a bold statement.
Favorite.
I didn't really realize until I was older watching it, being like, yeah, Ariel, you're 16. You probably shouldn't turn into another different species to get with this prince that you just met.
No, the storyline is unstable.
Yeah, it's not quite right.
But the music...
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, yes, it's and great. Mermaid stuff.
Mermaid stuff.
Princess stuff.
It's great. Yeah.
Sebastian.
Flounder.
Come on.
Yeah, it's great.
These are our friends.
Yes, absolutely. I did watch they did like a thing of Little Mermaid on, maybe it wasn't Broadway, it was like whatever, it was on Disney Plus, where it was like some live action stuff and then mixed with the movie. Do yourself a favor. Skip that one. It's real bad. Mostly because I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so good. Shaggy plays Sebastian. And I was like, oh yes, that's going to be fun. It wasn't fun.
Oh, I really appreciate that you ended with that. Because while you were describing it, I was like, this sounds so bad.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Oh, phew. Okay, great. We can stay friends.
Yep.
Fun thing about today, today exactly, is spring equinox. So it is the absolute very first day of spring.
That makes me happy.
Oh my gosh.
Even though, like, we live in San Diego and things are, like, relatively, you know, moderate throughout the whole year, there's just something really sweet about spring. And this is the season that my family and I are getting ducks.
No.
We're going to get little ducks. This has been, like, way long in the making, but it's very exciting to me, like, hatching little ducklings here soon.
It's going to be so fun.
Oh, it's going to... I'm hopeful that our hatch rate is decent so that it doesn't kill the kids. Both my duckling kids and my actual kids.
Yeah, I don't want your children to die.
No, I don't either. Okay. I think they'll be okay. But I was like... The kids were like, well, what happens? And I was like, oh, we'll just go buy some ducklings somewhere if we have to. Okay, guys.
Yeah, if they don't quite hatch. I think you can get them to hatch. You've done some good research. You've got some ideas of how to hatch some eggs.
I've helped other people birth their babies. Maybe I can help these babies be birthed.
Can we decorate the area that they're birthed into to make it like a peaceful, confident experience for them?
I will say there's like a certain type of humidity that needs to be in there. And I was like, that sounds...
Birthy?
Yeah, that sounds very birthy to me. Yeah, we'll hang little string fairy lights around.
Ooh.
Play some Enya. It'll be great.
Okay, so the freebie for this episode... is affirmations for duck hatching. Run to the show notes.
Quickly. That one will be gone quick.
But let's talk about seasonal rhythms for spring. Like, as we endeavor to embrace that concept of seasonal rhythms, what does spring kind of invite us to do?
Well, you know, and as we look around, lots of things are like, not trying to bring that back up again, but like lots of things are being birthed, right? Lots of flowers, lots of, you know, animals, whatever. I just feel like it's like kind of a new, feels like a fresh start in some ways. And it's kind of an exciting time to get some momentum behind you on some of those pieces. Maybe the beginning of the year you were like really amped on something and that kind of waned, right? This is like a nice time to reassess where you're at and your goals and kind of push forward on some things. At least that's how it feels to me. It feels like exciting to lean into newness.
Yeah, it is like, it's a time of like fertility, essentially, right? Like, I mean, it's like we are embracing this, the concept of like new life and where we want to bring those pieces into.
Yeah.
Into our daily rhythms could look like, you know, spending more time outdoors or potentially trying your hand at growing or gardening in a way that you haven't before and just like connecting with that piece of growing things. It could be setting new goals for yourself, or now the weather supports you being outside a little bit more and, you know, neighborhood walks or just simply getting your morning, you know, sunrise and sunset.
Yeah.
Light and stuff like that would be a beautiful way to
I love embrace. How it like creeps in, the sunlight creeps a little bit later. Like, I just really appreciate that. I don't do well with early sunsets, and so this like kind of gets me excited. I'm like, oh, you can just kind of feel the days getting a little bit longer and warmer and sweet.
Yeah, there's absolutely that seasonal feel of it, where it feels good to have some transition coming.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's jump into what women want. And as we do, just for fun, I decided to see what the internet had to say about what women want.
Yeah, because the internet knows.
The internet knows. So, hey, Google, what do women want? The first, like, 12 pages were like, what do women want in a man? What do women want in a relationship? What do women want in a lover? What do women want in bed?
Yes, it's all about what something somebody else can give to you.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, there's like a time and a place for that, for sure.
Yeah.
But the result that I got outside of that was women want careers.
Okay.
And women want cowboy boots.
same.
And I was like, yeah. that's not wrong.
You have a really cute pair of cowboy boots that I didn't comment on when I saw you wearing them at church, but I was like, I know I've seen you wear them before, but there was something about your outfit that I was like, wouldn't you think my collection's complete? No, that was just really cute.
Wouldn't you say I'm the girl who has everything she wants?
Careers in cowboy boots.
So the internet also thinks that women want retirement and long-term financial stability.
Okay. They're not lying.
No, they're not. I want those. I'm starting to think good. A lot about those things. The internet also says that women want about 2.5 kids.
Between us? No, we have 3 each. 2.5. I don't really want the half of the other one.
No, I don't either. Women want certain gifts, including I stumbled along something called a banana saving hat, which is a tiny little knitted cap that you put on your banana bunch to keep it from doing something. I couldn't quite figure out exactly why you don't want your banana stem exposed, but somebody out there listening knows.
They'll let us.
Why you need your banana stem exposed.
And why.
Unexposed. Why you need to cover it with these tiny little knitted banana hats.
I'm sorry. There's probably a good reason, but that sounds super dumb.
Women want that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's on the top of my gift guide list.
Okay, now on page, 37, we start to get some things that I actually, that are useful things to talk about. Intimacy and emotional connection.
After your bananas are situated, then we can start talking about now you're prepared for that emotional connection and feeling intimate and vulnerable. Yeah.
Here's the thing, Kelly. It's 2023 and I can have both.
Okay? In my cowboy boots. That's good.
Then what women want in a home is conversation spaces.
Okay.
That's so cute.
That's sweet.
Aw.
Little spot to have a conversation.
And then a study that UCLA did, totally nails it and says, it depends on the time of the month.
Yes. It feels like somewhat of a cop-out answer, but it's, actually very truthful.
Right.
What I want when I am bleeding versus what I want when I'm ovulating, very, very different.
Soup's different. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then I stumbled onto this resource. I mean, this podcast just broadens my horizons. Yes, you just can't imagine. Whatwomenwant.org.
Oh, boy.
Go figure.
That does not sound like a website we should be sending people to.
I was really hesitant to dive into it. But it's actually a worldwide organization that is championing for better healthcare outcomes for women.
That's amazing. Okay, actually, I take it back. That sounds like a great website.
You can go to that website. And essentially, they pulled hundreds and hundreds of women in all different countries. And the overwhelming majority of women, when they're asked, what do you want out of your health and reproductive support? They want more midwives.
Lo and behold, when women say what they want, it's actually what they want.
I mean, gosh, that's so encouraging.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But that's... We're not going to talk about any of that today.
I want to talk more about banana saving hats.
I'm going to find it and link it in the show notes.
Great.
Just to be a weirdo so that you guys can be a part of this with us.
I would appreciate somebody who looks at the show notes first, before listening and is like, what?
It could impact our downloadability.
It is true.
But truly, what we want to talk about today, what women want is that... They want to feel at home in their bodies.
There is nothing more uncomfortable than feeling like you are in somebody else's body or that your body is doing a thing that you're not comfortable with or just that, those seasons where you're just like, I'm not feeling it. I do not feel comfortable in what is happening in my body. There's not much that feels worse in a life experience within your body than that.
Right. And when it's right... When we do feel at home in our bodies and when we do feel confident and connected to health at that level, we are able to show up in all the spaces that the internet says that we want, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we do have more willingness to have emotional connection and, banana saving hats. But we can show up in all different kinds of ways when we are feeling... It's not even about the way your body looks. It's much more about how you actually are experiencing life within your body.
Yeah, absolutely. And how that overflows to your romantic relationship, to your career endeavors, to your friendships and family relationships, to how you were able to care for your home and the people who live there, to the way that you express just your own personal creativity and enjoying life, right? Like, I mean, it all starts from that confidence that you are okay with where you're at with your body.
Yeah. Yeah. So I absolutely agree. I think one of the top things that women want, whether they can actually articulate it or not, is that feeling of home in their body. A feeling like, you know, when you're in your home, you're like, I'm comfortable here. I feel safe here. I can actually like create things here. I can, you know, just like just a really nice safe haven. And when we don't feel that, it definitely trickles down to pretty much everything.
The reason that we know that this is the answer is because a little bit ago, we polled our Instagram audience and we got 304 responses to, hey, tell us what this actually looks like. What does it look like to feel like you're in control of your health and you have access to the things that you need to meet your goals?
Yeah.
And where those pieces are lacking. And we had an overwhelming amount of responses that I decided I was going to like compile and categorize because it just felt so important to understand, especially women who follow in our holistic health space. I'm sure this does not represent every single woman. They can go get on the first 12 pages of the Google search results.
Yes.
But the woman who is mindful of holistic health and wants tools and natural resources and wants to work towards balancing and restoring, that's who I want to hear from as I'm thinking about how can I serve in this niche of community better.
Yeah.
So what women were sharing was their struggle, and it was actually, this part was kind of surprising for me in some ways because we had a lot of women talk about stress and, you know, wanting their headaches to go away, struggling with anxiety or other mood issues, or having trouble with acute issues like hypertension or infertility or PCOS or those kinds of things. So we had a myriad of people saying like, this is what my personal current struggle is. But a huge overwhelming majority of women were saying that they're really unhappy with where their weight is because of some other extenuating health issue happening, and their energy levels.
Yeah.
Women were so consistent in those two areas that they were having major struggles even outside of those acute issues of like, well, I mean, yeah, I'm dealing with this thyroid thing, but what is actually impacting me every single day is because of the thyroid thing, like I don't have the motivation or the energy and I feel terrible about myself because I'm not at a healthy weight.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's so much more impactful than even just the thing, right? It's how the thing trickles down and actually takes root in our bodies for sure. That's like such a treasure trove of information. Like I really appreciate that you pulled it together, like kind of pulled it apart actually, just to really listen to actual women who are like, here's really what's going on. I feel like a lot of healthcare providers hear, here's what's going on, but they're not actually listening to it. And so I feel like it's a gift in this kind of modality, in this kind of work that we get to do, is that we actually get to listen. Like we get to hear and we get to listen and move forward with things, you know?
Yeah. And like taking the woman's experience and what she's saying as a part of the clinical process.
Yes.
Of like, okay, well, that's wonderful if I can solve this potential issue for you over here. But if we don't address the symptom that is ruling your life right now and provide some support for that, then I'm not actually taking care of you today. I'm taking care of you in 3 months when maybe the medication I give you starts to work.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
So I asked women, what are the goals? What do you hope to see yourself? If you see yourself making change in these areas, like what is it that you would be looking for? And a lot of women were talking about hormonal imbalances. Mm-hmm. So that is no surprise. And then almost as many women who were talking about hormonal imbalances were also saying that they needed help with consistent nutrition and making easier, cleaner choices and feeling confident in their ability to choose foods. And so that connection between hormones and food, of course, is just all that just is always like a red line for me is hormones and food and hormones. But the fact that those were the two most common answers is really illuminating also, because women just truly want all of themselves to be able to feel better because of something that they're doing every single day already, which is eating.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And how the recognition of like, I need help with this thing, even though we're already doing it, right, every single day, to realize like, okay, there's some extra space here that I can actually use this tool, food, to have an impact, to make myself feel better. I think that is like leaps and bounds ahead of so many people already, to just be aware of the fact that those two things are even related, what you're putting in your body and the output it's giving you and how you're feeling about that. Unfortunately, it's a really insightful place for somebody to be, and to have the humility to be like, I just need some help with this. I feel like if you're on Instagram or you're Google searching or whatever, you can find so many things, and then you're trying to pull together stuff on your own where you're like, well, this blog had a good point about this thing, right? So you write that down, and then you're like, well, this Instagram post said this, so let me write that, right? And you're trying to pull together from 100 different places and trying so hard to make the right choice and choices, but even that in and of itself can feel overwhelming. So it just gets a little bit of a hard cycle to break out of.
Yeah, and we had women sharing that if they could just sleep better, that they feel like they would make impact. If they had ways to make time for themselves, like they saw that as kind of like the issue, is not having enough time, not being motivated to just move their bodies regularly. A lot of women said that their cycles were just wonky, and then that was a huge debilitating factor in their lives. We had women bringing up liver health and eating enough. We had women talking about thyroid, consistency, and inflammation were some of the other really top ones.
Yeah, which tracks, absolutely. And that tracks for what we see it here, even, but just on such a larger scale, it's so fascinating to see that all of these things are not, like, happening in a vacuum.
No.
It's a lot. If you're somebody who's like, yep, check that, would say that, like, you're clearly not alone in that.
Which is exciting, because I think a lot of these things tend to be quite isolating, because like you said, you kind of research it privately, you kind of make your own little notes, you have sort of a plan to implement some of them, but it doesn't feel like there's people around who are like, oh yeah, I'm actually struggling with that too, if only I could XYZ.
Right, for sure.
So in my own curiosity, after just hearing like what women are struggling with and what some of their potential health goals could be, I gave women four options in what is actually keeping you from being able to move from this hard place into making movement towards your goals. And I gave the option for education and information. The second option was community. The third option was practical guidance. And the fourth option was more money or time. What do you think was the most common, like by a landslide, women identify with needing more of?
Can you give me the options again?
Yes.
I got lost.
Education or information, community, practical guidance, more money or time.
Practical guidance.
No.
No. Education.
No!
The second one.
Which was?
I don't remember.
Community. No!
Money and time. I mean, time, I could see. Yeah, yeah.
Women feel like the biggest barrier to moving forward with their health goals is that they don't have the money that they want to invest.
Understandable.
In it, or they don't have what they think it will take in order to feel better, or they don't have the time.
I could say, because it does become overwhelming to think about, but it's so fascinating to me because those two things would not be what I mean, clearly are not what I would have anticipated if I'm coming at it from what I know.
I know, it's crazy, yeah. Right? I was surprised by that too. So 51% of women identified with that being the issue.
Yeah.
Me as the educator, I'm like, if only you had more information.
Right.
7%.
Some practical guidance for you. I can provide that.
Yeah, practical guidance, 25%.
Yeah, see, I thought that would be like, I just need somebody to be like, here's... It's just really fascinating to me and goes to show you there's a lot of barriers out there, and some of them are potentially more just perceived barriers than anything else.
Absolutely. Too. Yeah. I mean, so that gives you an idea of like women in their particular lifestyle or just the lifestyle of being a woman right now, right?
Yeah.
Like in this society. And they're not lacking information. It's not like they just don't know what to do.
Right.
It is just truly like implementing those pieces.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Creating space in whatever it is, time, budget.
Yeah.
Like the really practical pieces of their own life.
Yes. And that's what I think I've appreciated so much about like the Well Woman Carrier that we've provided and even the courses that we created of being like, we're going to give you... we're going to bring it all into one place for you and give some really practical suggestions and guidance for your particular situation, but it might sound really overwhelming, so just grab onto one piece for, right? Just taking like little baby steps, because I think when you look at the whole of everything that you could be doing, I 100% hear that of just being like, I'm paralyzed. I don't have the time to do all of that. That would be my entire day, and I have other stuff to get done, right? But being able to take off little pieces potentially helps that. That was really interesting.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah.
So the main purpose of gathering this information, of course, is just to understand women better.
Mm-hmm.
But it was to help inform us in how we can serve this year in the types of resources that we want to create, and mostly centering that around just creating access to better care for women.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so a part of doing that is offering virtual one-on-one care. It's not going to be the style for everybody. And so we dreamed. We are continually dreaming.
we were dreaming, and we are currently. Yeah.
This is a dream.
Ooh. Okay, wake up. Come back. We have created something through some of this information that we have gathered. Also, just in envisioning how we can show up for women better and more consistently and more in a more connected way. It's so great to have this space where we can talk to you through this, but it's one-sided, really. I mean, you get to listen to it, but we're just talking, right? And so we wanted to be able to really provide more ongoing support and connection through community, as well as sharing our information, education. And so we did dream up something.
Yeah, it is currently in the dream to reality stage.
Which is very exciting.
It is. Yeah. And we're inviting you guys to that concept, which is just still in the very beginning little baby stages. But it's essentially a community of women who want to dive in a little bit deeper on some of these topics that we share here and have a little bit more feedback and accountability and support in order to focus just a little bit more on some of those health pieces.
Yeah, and so we pulled together pretty much everything that we have ever created and sort of curated a bit of a library for you guys and a general membership that you can be a part of. You get access to our information, our protocols, our guides, all very well organized through topic. You can jump straight into your most, you know, pressing health concern. We've been pulling things quite a bit, and we were stunned at how much we have created informational content. We have 55 pieces of information, like of actual created content in there right now, plus all of the pieces to help you track and for you to be consistent. So we get all of those pieces of, you know, what we have pulled together, the things that people are like, oh, that homeopathy for that thing, or, oh, and that herbal recommendation that you had for that thing. All of that stuff that we have created is in there, which is pretty incredible. It was really fun to kind of comb through all of that.
Yeah, it's essentially like a library that you can navigate for whatever it is that you're dealing with, from well-woman care to pregnancy to postpartum stuff to hormone things. It is all in one place, and you can pull up our protocols and information for that. And so we know that that is just insanely helpful to get resources from a midwifery perspective into women's hands. But
there's more.
We also, through all of our courses and all of our guides and products, so food guides and protocols that we have in our shop, they all live inside of this membership space too. So that is included also, because we want women to have access to the full amount of information that we have shared, so that you're not getting just one little piece of it and you're like, oh, okay, great. Well, now I figured out how to get my vaginal health on track, but I'm still having trouble with all of these hormone issues or my period problems or whatever. We want women to just be able to take in the full scope of what holistic female health looks like.
Yeah, so our courses are in there. Our Fixing Your Period course, our Vaginal Infection course, those live inside this membership as well. It's exciting.
And so while this is just kind of essentially being created right before our very eyes, we just want women to experience it. And so we have so many plans for how we want this to be built out throughout this year, but we just want to get women's hands on the resources that we already have. So that's why we're offering it now. But in the future, we're going to have monthly tutorials and classes and additional courses that are exclusive to the membership. And some of those topics are going to be on creating your own herbal remedies, targeting thyroid health from home, how to support a healthy metabolism, and even down to like how you can collaborate with other health professionals in your area, in your local space. We want to help guide you to the people who can give you one-on-one in-person care in a fulfilling way.
Such a gift. It's like a gift. Certainly it feels like a gift that we're like creating it, because I'm like, this is what, like, as we talk about what women want, like, this is what women truly need, is a community of other women with sharing this information, kind of like how it used to be in the good old days. But yeah, you mentioned this, something I'm excited about, the eventually kind of getting into monthly connecting calls. We can give you, you know, more specific support, more access to us to ask questions, making more personalized goals. And you, as being part of the membership, will get discounted one-on-one consultations with us as well, which we already kind of chatted about briefly about having some virtual options out there. And so that in and of itself is a pretty sweet deal for sure.
But these monthly calls are kind of centered around creating space for the members to ask questions and for us to kind of learn from each other as we're walking through some of these things. So the framework is designed around, there's lots of information that is growing. So hopefully we will start to just create something for every single woman in whatever walk she is going through informationally that she can consume at her own pace. But then having this piece of accountability and connection and providing the step-by-step process that we do our own follow-up care with our clients in person, how we walk them through actually implementing change, tracking that change, and seeing results and how to measure that and pivot and all of those things. And so that is a really exciting piece of what we can offer this group inside of the membership. And because it's something that is just being built, whoever is getting in right now is going to be the smallest that the group will ever be, which just changes that ratio, right? Like, we're able to provide it at the lowest cost it will ever be, and it'll be the smallest group of women that will have access to all of these things. I'm really excited about that. I'm kind of a small group kind of a girl. Yes.
Yeah.
And so this part is just going to feel fantastic. I know.
Yeah, and our hope is that being able to have that small space, especially for right now, that we can be a place for you to be vulnerable with what you're walking through, to be able to ask questions of somebody who's actually going to listen to you, who's going to value some of the same things that you do in terms of the types of health solutions you're looking for, and to feel like we are championing you also, and that the other members of, you know, this membership are doing the same. And it's that part feels really exciting, to just feel more like a community for sure, and to help give you some personalized feedback, some personalized tracking tools, some specific kind of follow-up plans, and just kind of checking in on progress and victories and rooting you on in that, which is a joy for us to do.
I'm hoping it can be a really beautiful middle ground in between this type of content where you just listen and observe and you're like, okay, that's nice, and the really high touch level care of finding a care provider that you jive with, that you can pay lots of money in order to sit in their office. And of course it's real good help, but it might not just be practical in certain seasons. I'm hoping this is just a middle ground that can really meet needs for women in a beautiful place. But the specifics of it can be found in show notes, of course. And the founding members have the same low price forever. So once you get in, the membership continues to get better and better, but your monthly price stays exactly the same. And it's month to month. So if you come in and you have high hopes and we dash them drastically and you're like, this sounded great, but it's actually terrible, then you can cancel anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. But as Tiff said, we're already working on what else is being added, and I'm just really excited to watch this thing grow as well. My hope for so many of you is that we're going to help you save a bunch of time, right? Researching a million different things, kind of hitting a bunch of dead ends, giving you feedback on what's actually safe, some good, really, really solid treatments, remedies, protocols, things like that, that are just supportive in nature all the way around. And so the hope would be that you feel that confidence that we were talking about, kind of building and growing, feeling really empowered to advocate for health for yourself, for your entire family. I feel like once you really get a handle on these types of things, it just is contagious. Like, your family will benefit from it, your friends will benefit from it, and I think you'll feel more, like we were saying earlier, like at home in your body. That would be our hope and our dream for you.
And as we're offering this to you ladies, it is only going to be available to jump in for 1 week. So from today until through Sunday, so 6 days, not even a week, it's 6 days that the membership is going to be open, because we do kind of want to keep the group small initially while we sort through all of the details and kind of feel out the best way that we can serve inside of it. And so if this is something that you think that you're interested in, you're going to want to jump on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, like Tiff was saying, that much lower price right now for you jumping in is good for the long haul. And so as we close the doors and really like dig into this community, there's only up to go. Only up from here.
Only up from here.
Yes, which is sweet. It's exciting because where we are right now, as I look at it and have been organizing and, you know, preparing it, I'm like, dude, it gets me stoked. Like, there's so much goodness in it. It's gonna be sweet.
Yeah, we want to share that with you ladies.
Yeah, we do.
I hope you come.
I hope your collection's complete.
Wouldn't you think I'm the girl?
No.
The girl who has this great membership?
Yep, I do.
Thank you, ladies, for being here with us today. Mm-hmm. Thank you for contemplating all of these concepts and ideas. I hope that much of it resonated with you and that it kind of put like a little fire under your butt for validating the desires that you have for yourself and how you feel in your body, and that you continue to come back here for more support. That is not going to change at all. We will see you back here next Monday.
I hope you have a great week, ladies. Get some cowboy boots.
Bye.